Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to try to give you a new perspective on disability. You all may know people who have some sort of disability.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking about an Australian comedian who does happen to have some kind of disability, but she doesn't want to be seen as somebody who's different or inferior to other people.
Not normal.
Exactly.
She
you know, some
like
people,
that.
Yeah, some people have blonde hair, some people have black hair, green eyes. If she's got a disability, she wants to be considered in that way, as if she's just somebody else who's just different but not inferior.
Because honestly, we're all different, aren't we?
Sure.
We all have things that we're struggling to overcome, probably. Some are not so visible, and other disabilities are more visible. For example, if you can't walk, or perhaps you can't speak, or maybe you have some problems with your mind or your body. You know, there are lots of different kinds of disabilities.
Right, sir. We're going to try to give you a new perspective on disability in today's lesson. And before we come back to explain things to you, it would be a very good idea of us, or for us, to read the entire contents of our lesson, and then we'll come right back. Stella Young is an Australian comedian, TEDx speaker, teacher, and disability advocate. She is disabled herself, having been born with osteogenesis imperfecta, which makes her bones smaller and more brittle than a normal person's. To see her on stage can be inspirational, but that reaction is one she is trying to discourage. As she puts it, "I'm not your inspiration, thank you very much." It's difficult to talk about people like author and speaker Nick Vujicic, who has no arms or legs, without using words like courageous or inspiring. But Young worries about what this implies about society today. She believes that normal people, a term she also shudders at, objectify disabled individuals to motivate themselves. Young realized this when she was nominated for a Community Achievement Award when she was 14, but she felt wholly undeserving. She didn't want to be honored for simply waking up in the morning and remembering her own name. Young's main thesis is that the largest obstacle disabled persons face is not their mental or physical challenges, but rather the way society treats the disabled. Yet disability is not rare. 1 in 8 people in the U.S. have a disability of some kind. However, most disabled people remain the object of pity. Disabled people don't want to be pitied or objectified for inspiration, though. As a society, we must all reevaluate the way we view others, no matter what their physical or mental capabilities are. Every person is unique and must deal with their own difficulties in life. Let us try to look past people's disabilities and see who they truly are.
Okay, everybody, let's dive right in. Let's take a look at our title, which has a couple of vocabulary words for us in this unit, a new perspective on disability. A perspective is your way of looking at something, your point of view. It's how you regard something. It's a particular attitude you have towards something. So we're looking at a new way of looking on a disability. And a disability is some sort of a condition. It can be physical or mental, that somehow limits you in some way. Maybe you can't get around as easily as others, or maybe, like I have a nephew who thinks a little differently than others. He's a little bit autistic, I think. Anyway, all of us have something we're working with. It's just that some have more visible disabilities than others. Disability can be used in a non-count way, as it is in our title, or a countable way. Both are correct.
Right. Like, for example, do you have any disabilities? That would be countable. But here, disability is used for the general concept of someone not having the abilities that other people do. disabilities. And related to that would be disabled. Sometimes we refer to people as disabled. We used to say handicapped. Are you handicapped? But no, can't use that word anymore. We use disabled nowadays. So this is a new way of looking at things, and we're taking the perspective of Stella Young. Mm-hmm. And she is a comedian from down under Australia. A comedian is somebody who makes jokes to make people laugh. I suppose Robin Williams could be considered, well, was considered a comedian when he was alive. Sure. There are all sorts of comedians around making people laugh.
Sure. She's also a speaker that you might have seen on TED. She's a teacher, and she's also an advocate for disability or disabled people. An advocate is somebody who is publicly supporting some sort of cause. So they get out there and they talk about it and they try to get people aware of something that's going on. So she tries to advocate for the disabled or support them.
Indeed, advocate. That is the noun form. Advocate is the verb. And hey, she's disabled herself, having been born with some kind of condition called osteogenesis imperfecta. Mm-hmm. And basically that condition makes your bones smaller and more brittle than a normal person. So I guess if she falls down, it's more likely that she would suffer a broken bone than the rest of us would. Brittle means it's easily broken. Mm. The word brittle, to me, refers to a kind of candy I used to eat when I was a kid called peanut brittle. Stephanie's got her thumbs up there.
I love
that, too.
Yeah.
I think a very famous kind of peanut brittle here in Taiwan comes from Penghu. If you go to Penghu, be sure to pick up some of their famous peanut brittle.
Yum. Well, that's the condition she was born with, and so she has to deal with that in her daily life. Now, if you see her on stage, it can be inspirational. If something's inspirational, it makes you feel good about life, and it kind of encourages you to get out there and try harder at doing something, maybe chasing after your dream or your goals, or just making you feel like, wow, that person's really done a lot with what they have. I need to do better, too.
Mm-hmm, indeed. So she can be inspirational. Wow, if she's got this problem and she could still be a comedian, she must be something else. But, well, that reaction that people have is when she's trying to discourage. No, you don't need to think I'm doing anything extra special. As she puts it, or this how she explains it, I'm not your inspiration. Thank you very much. So that's inspiration based on the word inspirational, which is from the verb to inspire. Who inspires you in your life, or what is inspirational, or what is your inspiration?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's tough because I know a lot of us sometimes are uncomfortable when we see someone who is really disabled. And we don't know how to act, but honestly, I know someone who's disabled, and I'm a good friend of hers. They just want you to not see that disability and just treat them like you would anybody else. But I know it's hard if you don't know the person very well at first. Well, it's difficult to talk about people like the author Stella Young and speaker Nick Vujicic.
Is that Vujicic.
Vujicic. That is such a hard name for me.
Yeah, I had to practice that many times. I think he's Serbian or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Eastern Europe and uh-huh. Grew up in Australia, actually. So, yes, he's someone we all know about. He has no arms or legs. When we see him, it's difficult to not use words like, he's so courageous. He's so brave. He's so inspiring.
Yeah.
But then Young here, Stella Young, the comedian, worries about what this implies about society today. She wonders, yeah, you might want to call him courageous and stuff like that, but what does that really mean for disabled people?
Well, that's her perspective, I think, and this is what our article today is about, is just looking at disability a little differently. Stella looks at it differently, for sure. She believes that the word or the term normal people, you're normal, it's a term or word she doesn't really like. If you shudder at something, if you shudder, your body kind of shakes briefly. Ooh, like this, like if you're scared or maybe you're cold, you might shudder a little bit. We'll use that phrase to shudder at the thought. If you think of something that kind of makes you, like a cockroach running across the floor makes me shudder. She doesn't like the word normal. She doesn't think anyone's really normal. And she thinks that some of us objectify disabled individuals to motivate ourselves. If you objectify a person, you turn a person into sort of an object, a thing, instead of a human being.
Exactly. Oftentimes, feminists complain about the objectification of women. They're looked at as sex objects and not people with, their own thoughts and stuff like that. But here, she shudders at this idea that people are kind of turning them into objects. Or you're a handicapped person. That's all you are. That's all you'll ever be. We don't need to take you seriously. You're just an object. And an individual, of course, that's just a word for a person. It's more of a polite word we use to refer to people. Yes, she worries or she shudders that people are objectifying disabled individuals. In other words, people are only looking at them in terms of their disability and not some of the more important things in their personality, like their intelligence or their feelings and stuff like that.
Yeah, who they are, their personalities, they just see their disability and then they stop at that. Mm. But sometimes people don't do it for bad reasons. They look at disabled people and they think, wow, if they can do that, then I shouldn't complain about my own life. My problems are pretty easy. So sometimes people aren't doing it to be mean or cruel. They look at it and they truly are impressed by people who have accomplished a lot, having had to overcome so much.
Indeed, and that's what we're talking about today in today's program, and we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds. I think it's a good time to take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看的是残而不废，但是你对残障人士的看法，也许在今天的文章之后会有不一样的想法哦。我们今天首先要看的这个人，他的名字叫做 Stella Young。那么我们看一下第一个空格的句子，这里面提到 She is disabled herself, blank one, born with osteogenesis imperfecta.Which makes her bones smaller and more brittle than a normal person's. 在这里提到呢，她本身是个残障人士，而第一格呢，我们要配合文意，表示从出生到现在都患有这样子的成骨不全症。所以呢，从以前到现在，我们就搭配句意。第一题，我们当然要选 D, having been born.With the disease, 也就是一出生就患有这样的疾病，而这个疾病呢，则是让他的骨头比正常人的骨头更小，也更脆弱。第二个空格继续往下看 ，To see her on stage can be inspirational, but that reaction is one she is trying to blank to.如果你看到这样子的人站在舞台上，会觉得非常的励志。这里用了一个形容词 inspirational， 不过这种反应正是他试着要怎么样。从后面的文章可以看出来，后面的句子提到他说 I'm not your inspiration, thank you very much。 他的反应是我可不是你的励志模范哦，非常感谢你。这里回推来就代表他并不希望人家把他看成是一个励志激励人心的典范，所以搭配文意，众人的反应是他正想要阻止跟限制的。第二题的 A 选项 discourage 就是有阻止限制，是正确答案。 B 选项 distribute 则是有分发平均分配的意思。 C disguise 伪装， D dispose 丢弃消除，都不是正确的答案。非常特别吧，他不希望人家同情怜悯他，他觉得自己跟别人并没有什么不一样。第三个空格提到另外一位残障人士 It's difficult to talk about people like author and speaker Nick Vujicic who has no arms or legs blank three using words like courageous or inspiring 事实上，谈到像是这一位非常有名的立刻胡哲这样子的作家跟演说家，他其实是没有手也没有脚，你谈到他的时候而不去使用像是 courageous 勇敢的 inspiring 激励人心的这个字眼，几乎是很困难的，因为他们就代表了勇气跟激励的典范。所以第三题我们来看一下 A 选项 without， 如果不用这些字词来描述它是非常困难的，第三题的 A 就是我们的正确答案。接着我们来看到第四句， She believes that normal people, a term she also shudders at, objectify disabled individuals to blame for themselves。这一句的意思啊，就是我们刚刚提到的 Stella Young， 他认为呢，所谓的 normal people 正常人 ，a term she also shudders at 这样子的字眼啊，也是让他感到站立不安的。而这些正常人呢，常常会 objectify。我们这些正常人去物化残障人士的作用，只不过要怎么样呢？第四题的 A 选项 secure 使稳固 ，B motivate 激励激发人心 ，C terrify 使惊吓 ，D portray 描绘描述的意思。当我们物化了残障人士，它的结果跟作用，不过就是要激励正常人士而已，所以第四题答案就选 B, motivate.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about a new perspective on disability. Remember, we're talking about Stella Young. She's an Australian comedian, and she has a thing or two to say about disabilities. She's basically against the idea of people objectifying disabled individuals. She wants them to be seen as normal people who just seem to have some kind of disability that isn't really that important. And I guess that makes sense in a way, because most people have some sorts of problems in their life, as we're going to find out as we continue with today's lesson. Now, Young realized this, she knew this, when she was nominated for a Community Achievement Award when she was 14 years old, but she felt wholly undeserving. So she was nominated for this award. It doesn't say whether she actually received the award. If you're nominated, you're just listed as one of the possible winners. Like when the Oscars come along, they always nominate certain people to the best actor, the best actress. There's like, what, four or five people who are nominated. And she was nominated for this award for Community Achievement.
Yeah, if you achieve something, you've worked hard and accomplished something that's pretty good. So she was nominated for an award by her community where she lived. It doesn't say her town, but I'm assuming it's maybe a town where she lives. They thought, oh, we want to give her an award for accomplishing what she has at the age of 14. But Stella didn't feel like she deserved it. Wholly is a word we don't see very often. It just means fully or completely.
Totally.
Totally,
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Undeserving means somehow you didn't earn it or you're not worthy of this particular thing. She didn't feel like she had done anything special to get an award.
Yes, she did not want to be honored for simply waking up in the morning and remembering her own name. That's true. That's not something that should earn you some kind of award. But I guess they were kind of thinking, well, you're handicapped and being able to do these things despite your handicap or your disability, I should say, is really something special. But she didn't think so. Now, moving on now to the next paragraph, it says Young's main thesis. Again, this is Stella Young. Her main thesis or her main idea is that the largest obstacle disabled persons face is not their mental or physical challenges, but rather the way society treats the disabled. So that's her main point, her main idea, her main thesis. That's what a thesis is. It's kind of your theory, something you're putting forward, something you're trying to prove. Let's see, you need to write a thesis if you're going to get a master's degree. Is that right? And then if you're going to get a PhD, you have to write a dissertation.
That's right. So it's her idea that she's out to prove. She's going to get some evidence and support it, I guess. It's just her idea that really the largest obstacle or thing that gets in the way of disabled persons or people is that people are treating them differently. Society treats them differently than they do normal people. Of course, Stella doesn't like that word, normal.
Yeah, what is normal? That's very subjective.
Yeah, what is normal, really? Well, yet disability is not rare, and that's very true. 1 in 8 people in the U.S. have a disability of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people who are disabled in America. Now, it says here, however, most disabled people remain the object of pity. I can't disagree with this. This is tough. A lot of us look at disabled people and we think, those poor things. You have a lot of compassion for their suffering and for how tough life is for them, for their misfortunes. But a lot of people don't like to be pitied. It's not a nice feeling if someone looks at you and goes, oh, poor you. I know some people who do like to be pitied.
True.
But disabled people are pretty proud, and they've worked hard to accomplish what they have. And no one really likes to be pitied. It's not a good feeling, people feeling sorry for you. If you're the object of pity, it's, again, like you're some thing that they are pitying instead of a person that they're understanding their situation.
Wow, this takes me way back to university. I kind of forgot all about this. I had a roommate who was physically handicapped. He was paralyzed on half of his body because he had a stroke. And at one point I remember thinking, this guy feels sorry for himself, and I'm not going to let him get away with that. And I kind of tried to encourage him to start to thinking and acting like he's a normal person despite his handicap. I don't know if I helped him or not, or if I was doing the right thing. I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, and Tom, you just used the word we're not supposed to use anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess back then it was okay.
See? Back then it was okay. We just have to be careful. The language changes. Political correctness changes.
Yeah, and the thought police will get me.
It's no longer good to call someone handicapped. The disabled don't like that word. So we don't use it if we can remember.
You can use handicap if you're talking about golf, but in no other place. But again, disability is not rare. 1 in 8 people in the U.S. have some kind of disability, but most disabled people are the object of pity. The object is something towards which something is directed. The object of an investigation, for example. We might be talking about Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
He's a suspect. He's the object of investigation. They're going to ask him some questions. And pity, of course, means feeling sorry for somebody. People don't like to be pitied, at least not most of the time.
Healthy people.
That's right. It kind of depends. But in any case, here's the next paragraph. It's the final paragraph for today.
Uh-huh.
It begins by saying, disabled people don't want to be pitied or objectified for inspiration, though. They just want to be thought as regular people, and they don't want to be like, well, I'm not a hero because I'm disabled.
Right. So as a society, that includes all of us here, we must all reevaluate the way we view others. If you evaluate something, you look at it carefully, and you kind of judge what you think about something. We get evaluated in school. People judge us, right? Usually our teachers, our professors. So we're going to reevaluate the way we look at others. How do we view them? How do we see them? What's our perspective? So think about how you look on the disabled and see if you could change a little bit so that they might be happier with the way you look at them and your perspective.
Exactly. So reevaluate that kind of reflect on yourself,
yeah.
I guess. Take another look at yourself and try to figure out exactly what their physical or mental capabilities are. Capability, that's a noun. It just refers to something that you can do. Having the power or ability to do something. I don't have the capability to speak Japanese, for example. I never studied it before. Well, I did a little, but I only know how to say konnichiwa, konbanwa, ikura desu ka, but that's about it. So I do not have that capability.
Ah, well, it says here that every person is unique. That is true. We're all different. We're all, you know, our own special person. Nobody else is exactly like us. So if you're unique, there's no one else like you. And actually, you can say that about every person. We all have to deal with our own difficulties in life. And like I've said a couple of times, we all have difficulties. Some are just invisible to others. Some of us are pretty private about what we deal with. So let's try to look past people's disabilities and see who they truly are. I guess this just means we got to get to know people, get to know who they are inside, you know, their personalities, what they like, what they dislike, things like that.
Yes, I think point here is probably to deal with this on an individual basis. If you know somebody who's disabled, talk to them about this, ask them how they want to be treated and stuff like that.
Yeah, true.
You should communicate with those things. And if you don't have the chance to communicate with somebody, do try to treat these people as if they're people just like you and not some kind of sideshow freak or something like that.
No, we should be kind and polite to everybody. But I think Tom just made a good point. Not everybody wants to be treated the same, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I ask people, what would you like? You know, what do you want me to
do? Do you want me to feel sorry for you?
Do you want me to help you? Do you want me to stand back? What's best? So sometimes you need to ask.
You don't know unless you ask. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. It's time for us to take a little bit of a time out, a little respite from our very exhausting explanation here, and we're going to listen now to our very wonderful Chinese teacher. Please listen carefully.
接着我们来看到第五个句子写着 Yan's main thesis is that the largest blank five disabled person's face is not their mental or physical challenges, but rather the way society treats the disabled. 在这里提到呢 ,Stella Young 他所要阐述的主要论点就是这些身障人士所面临的最大的什么并不是在他们的心智或身体上的挑战而是呢社会对待他们的方式。在这里面我们要先把 disabled person's face 括号起来用来修饰的就是第五格这里的名词。我们来看一下第五题的 A 选项 procedure, 过程手续 B, departure, 出发启程 C, obstacle, 障碍障碍物 D, approval, 同意赞成，他认为啊，残障人士碰到的最大的障碍就是我们对待他们的方式，所以第五题答案就选 C, obstacle。第六题在这里的句子提到 ，Yet disability is not blank six， 但是呢，残障事实上并不是怎么样的。后面有提到，其实在美国每八个人之中就有一个人有某种程度的身心障碍。所以第六题的 A 选项 minimal 极小的 B hostile 怀有敌意的 C lame 脚的跛或者是瘸的 D rare 罕见的稀少的每八人就有一人残障所以这样的情形并不是罕见的所以第六题我们答案要选 D rare 最后一题As a society, we must all re-evaluate the way we view others. Blank 7, their physical or mental capabilities are. 也就是说呢，在一个社会当中，我们要重新来评估、检视我们看待别人的方式。第七题的 A 选项 ,as long as, 只要 ,B, no matter what, 不论是什么。 C. By the time, 到了什么时候。 D. On condition that, 如果，也就是不论他们的是身体或者是心智上的能力为何，我们都要重新衡量我们看待别人的方式。所以第七题，答案就选 B. No matter what。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program. It's been a real pleasure having you with us today, and hopefully you will decide to join us again next time in our program. So from all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.